Thank you, Mr. President. We wish to thank you and your team, as well as the ISU, for steering us so skillfully through the 20th meeting of state parties. Anti-personnel mines are insidious weapons that kill civilians even decades after the end of conflicts. Anti-personnel mines prevent the use of land for agriculture, they block children from taking the path to the nearest school, and they cause misery and poverty. It was the horrific and indiscriminate impact of anti-personnel mines that led to the conviction that there is only one solution, to ban them. 25 years later, there is no doubt that things have actually changed on the ground. Millions of people are direct or indirect beneficiaries of the treaty. With 164 state parties, the mine ban treaty is among the most universal disarmament instruments, and the stigmatization effect of the weapon and political pressure due to increased awareness on the humanitarian dimension extends well beyond its state parties. This success would not have been possible without the unprecedented partnership with civil society and the ICRC. We highly value and appreciate that partnership. And thanks to the constant participation of survivors sharing the experience, state parties were confronted with a reality check, and as a result, our joint actions became more effective. We thank you for your powerful testimony. Mr. President, we strongly condemn the use of anti-personnel mines anywhere, anytime, and by any actor, whether states or non-state actors. To illustrate the importance of this convention, we need to look no further than Ukraine, where for 275 days, civilians have suffered from the indiscriminate shelling of towns and villages, targeted attacks on energy infrastructure, and the use of killer drones and anti-personnel mines. We explicitly condemn in the strongest possible terms that Russia is using anti-personnel landmines in its war of aggression against Ukraine. We also deplore the alleged new use of anti-personnel mines by Myanmar. Mr. President, the burden placed by anti-personnel mines and explosive remnants of war on individuals, families, and communities, regions, and states remains high and unacceptable. It is of utmost importance that we continue our collective efforts in order to meet the obligations under the Convention, to achieve the destruction of stockpiled anti-personnel mines, the clearance of mine-contaminated land, to provide mine risk reduction, education, assistance to mine victims, and to strengthen sustainable national capacities. We encourage all state parties to intensify their efforts to meet their time-bound obligations and to the fullest extent possible. To conclude, 25 years after the adoption of the Convention, its content is more relevant than ever. It is about saving lives and returning land to use. But it is also about our sustained commitment. Building on our achievements, we need to effectively address the remaining challenges, do not shy away from honest evaluations or new approaches. We can collectively meet our objectives, but only if we redouble our efforts. Austria has been a staunch supporter, and we will continue to support the full implementation as the Convention's impressive accomplishments make a difference on the ground every day. And on the occasion of the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, let me also stress that we support the inclusion of a gender perspective in all aspects of the implementation of the treaty. Thank you.